Okay, my name is Eileen Irwin, and I live in Columbia, Missouri, I am 69 years old and retired for the last couple of years. I enjoy music, but I have no talent whatsoever in music. I played clarinet poorly. My first memory is of being handed a violin that was probably way too big for me. And said, go play it. And that was in grammar school. And then I moved to the clarinet, which I promptly couldn't play. And then I took piano lessons for a brief amount of time when there was expressed no hope by the teacher. It didn't go well in learning how to play any instrument. Yeah, there's one song by Marrakesh Express that I remember when I was in high school. I was up in Stowe, Vermont, at a friend's house, and it had panoramic windows looking out into the woods, and it was snowing, and it was the first time I heard Marrakesh Express, and I thought I was transported. I don't know where, but I was transported. It was a magical night and magical music. First time I heard that album, and it was stunningly beautiful. And then I remember Lawrence Welk a lot, having to sit through Lawrence Welk with my family. A lot. Joanne, the piano player, the honky-tonk piano player. But I do remember that was a moment when we would sit as a family and watch Lawrence Welk. We didn't have very many family things that we bound around in, but Lawrence Welk was one of them. And we loved Joanne, the honky-tonk player, and the guy and the girl, the dancers. I don't remember their names, but I had the Lennon sisters cut out paper dolls with the little tabs that you hung their new clothes on their little cutout bodies, cardboard bodies. And he engaged the audience with his karaoke. It was the beginning of karaoke, where he didn't have the lyrics of the song. And I also remember my parents had all of the show tunes. We had My Fair Lady, we had Carousel, we had every Hot Rodgers and Hammerstein show tune. And I would listen to them religiously. I knew all their words, the albums. King and I, My Fair Lady, Carousel. Carousel was 76 trombones. Music Man, right? Yeah. And at dinner time, my father always put on background music. Always. Every dinner, and it was usually a violin. But every dinner we had background music. We did not start dinner without background music. I haven't thought of that in 60 years.
So what is it about, say, for example, Lyle Lovett or a Lyle Lovett live performance that...
Well, Francine, the backup singer, is always a hit. She's a lovely African-American woman who just is talented as hell. She's been with him for years. It's an odd thing, I think, for me to like because I didn't grow up around country music or twangy music or any of that. It was all show tunes and violins. So that's been my transformation to the Midwest, is me liking that kind of music, Alison Krauss. But I remember my first love affair with any musician was Bonnie Raitt, and who to this day is like the pinnacle. And I'm going to see Bonnie Raitt in August with my girlfriends. We saw Bonnie Raitt and James Taylor in Chicago at Wrigley Field. No, the James Taylor was, I was a, worked at, in high school, I worked at Drew University. And I was a paper and silverware picker on the cafeteria line. And I had to stand on a milk crate box because I was too short to be able to get over the barrier to get the silver and paper to pick it off the cafeteria plates. And that's when James Taylor, that album came out, the one with Suzanne. And it was, the cafeteria had a panoramic view of the woods. That's a reoccurring theme in my musical connection. But I remember being there listening to that music going, oh my word, what is that? That is beautiful. And it was night. It was obviously nighttime, so you're kind of twilight looking out over in the woods, listening to James Taylor play in the cafeteria at Drew University. picking paper and silver. No, he was not there live, but Jethro Tull was there live, as were an amazing amount people were at Drew in those days, because that would have been 1969, 70, maybe even 68, maybe 69. Yeah, there was a number of people there, but of course I can't remember who they were. But I do remember James Taylor playing. I don't really associate any songs with people, per se. But big panoramic views apparently made a big impression on me. Richie Havens in New York City at some art museum in their outside gallery, outside patio. That was pretty amazing. That one was quite special. But Wrigley Field with Bonnie Raitt and James Taylor was right up there. It was at the baseball field, so it wasn't that big, but there was a huge full moon, and it was a beautiful night. It was in June. It was gorgeous. I remember the first time I heard that sort of flute music was when we went to visit Devin in Portland, and we went to the Rose Japanese Gardens or something, and there were people there playing these flutes, and I thought, what the heck is that? But it was so unique. And W.A. Beetle C. Well, see, growing up in New York in that era, it was W.A. Beetle C on the radio. And so the Beatles were huge. I knew every song in sequence on every album. Yeah, my girlfriend saw him at Shea Stadium and still had the ticket stub. But no, I never saw him. My dad bought me tickets to see The Who in the city in New York when I was in high school. And I washed the tickets in my jeans pocket. In those days, they were not replaceable.
So you couldn't go?
No. Oh. And I was not, that was not well received.
Yeah.
Well, I got another one.
Okay.
My girlfriend and I, her father was very rich, and we wanted to go to see Janis Joplin in Jersey City. Which I had never been to Jersey City before, but it was probably about 25 miles away. And no parent wanted to take us there. So the answer was no. And then she wrangled her father's chauffeur to take us. And so he picked us up at her house, and he took us to Jersey City, and we decided that we were going to smoke pot. We were probably 15. Smoke pot in the back seat. One of the first times we'd ever smoked pot. And we get there, and we see the concert, Janis Joplin, and then we come out and there's the limousine sitting there waiting for us. And we felt like such imposters. But the bad news was he told her father on us about trying to smoke pot in the back seat. Yeah. But no, Janis Joplin. Amazing. Amazing. But I remember being really tired, thinking, am I stoned? Because I didn't even know if I was stoned or not. But I was like, oh, I'm tired. Yes, it was. I remember going, it was magnetic, and I was like totally blown away. Yeah, I didn't think I had any. There you go.